Blog Talk Radio.
The time of the year, Doc Stanley, George Jandel. Johnny Hathaway.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better.
There are seven wonders of the universe. You're about to hear the eighth. Welcome to Sports in Depth on SAR-FM Radio, the heartbeat of Africa, with your host, award-winning journalist and commentator, the legendary Doc Stanley. You have time to tell a friend about Sports in Depth. It's heard every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 2 on SA.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Trust in God Radio Network. And we always open with a prayer. John Coltrane, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. And more importantly, have your will and way. Dear Lord, we thank you for little things we so largely take for granted. Let your will be our will, dear Lord. And as that man once said, although we don't live on Park Avenue by the grace of God, we don't live on a Park Avenue bench. Lady once prayed, you're God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for blessings forthcoming, blessings that have come, all in mercy. But more importantly, Lord, let your way be our way. We come to you in homage and in gratitude to the one and only true God. And thank you for your darling son, Jesus. Bless our president. Bless our family here in the panel. Bless our friends abroad, my family here in Brazil. More importantly, Lord, we thank you. In the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen. One more time, Donnie, could you? One of the great Christmas songs of all time. Donnie Hathaway. One of his known creation. And he wrote that song. The great this Christmas. Hearing that song back in 1970. Still playing 45 then. Celebrating the 1 year anniversary of the pastor of my dad. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Trust in God Radio Network. The Jets just can't seem to stay out of the newspapers. I'm hearing things that are just so upset. I mean, there are teammates knocking. Wow, I'm just befuddled. New York Knicks continue to win their 5-0. Third team in the history of the NBA to start the season 5-0 and win each game in double digits. The Denver Nuggets were the last team to do it, but the first team to do it was the 1957 Boston Celtics. Incidentally, all you big Chicago Bull fans, here's a little note for you. The Boston Celtics won the NBA championship 8 years in a row. One more time. 4 times to 8 years in a row, the Boston Celtics won the NBA championship. Bill Russell, John Havlicek, Bob Cousy, the Jones Boys, KC and Sam, just to name a few of that great team. I should have my man, are you here, Mr. Parker?
Yeah, I'm here.
Vaughn Parker here, big JETS Jets fan. And just it was just amazing. I was talking to Mr. Parker early, and well, thank you for calling in. And some things that happened, I'm looking at some paperwork. I'm looking for Mel Cosell Smith to join us, who will open up here. I had some notes from yesterday because I just, you know, this Jet thing is just amazing. And you said some things that got you on the show because there were some comments made anonymously by some Jet players. But this is the thing that had got me when I looked at looking at the papers yesterday. You can't always believe what you read, but it says, stand by your man. Ryan refuses to entertain switching to Tim Tebow as quarterback. Sanchez stats, worst of his career. Coach still believes in our offense. And here's the quote that's staggering. That's staggering. I know one thing. We're going to get this done or die trying, and that's how we'll approach it. What? Huh? Huh? I know one thing. We're going to get this thing done or die trying, and that's how we'll approach it. Are you serious, as my friend John McEnroe would say? Sad and touching, as Harold Weston would say. Pa, your thoughts here, what are you saying?
Nah, you know, Mark Sanchez is not, you know, he's not looking good at all. You know, I'm surprised to hear that, you know, anonymously, so many of the players are actually backing him up at this point in the game after what he's, you know, how poorly he's been playing this season. But it was interesting to hear LaDainian Tomlinson on another show say that he thinks it was Cromartie and Bart Scott that were the main ones, you know, speaking up to back up Sanchez and are not interested in Tebow at all. You know, coming into the season, you know, I had very high hopes for Sanchez, very high hopes. You know, each year his numbers have statistically gone up in you know, just about every category. But, you know, after what I've seen thus far and the fact that we're talking about a number five pick that has essentially digressed in his fourth year, that's a big no-no. So,
no,
you know.
And you said something that's just so vital about the fourth year, because before we get any further, the man with all the answers, Whoopi, finish Jay Whoopi, but our own Mel Cosell Smith, short shot Mel. Rooney, could you introduce the world to Sports in Depth?
It'd be a pleasure, good doctor. The Sports in Depth Nation is here. The Sports in Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I'm here. We are here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that stirs the drink is here. And that indeed is the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, Doc.
Thank you for the kind words, Rooney. I really appreciate it. And we're going to do a little something for you. And here you go. I know you like this. Your man, Donnie Hathaway, bringing us right back to this segment of Sports in Depth. A big week look at what's happening. And you know, Rooney, you heard Parker there. And I remember what you were saying, Parker. I remember a reporter asking Joe Namath about Sanchez this year. And he said what you're saying, Parker. He said, you know, it's the fourth season, okay? Because last year the guy asked him about it, and he said, well, it's only his third year. But the things that him said, this is the year, Rooney, that he should be maturing. This is the year that he should be showing signs of the validation of him being picked and still being said to be the quarterback, not only of the New York Jets, but Rooney, a quarterback of pro stats. I mean, let's look at something here, Rooney. You know, his stats are the worst of his career. I think he's last in passing. He's not even darn near at 50%. Rooney, what's happening here?
First of all, Doctor, you and, as you said, Parker, you're absolutely correct. I want to know, why would you give him all of this money, I believe a lot of it guaranteed, this year when this should have been his proving himself year? Why would you extend his contract, give him more guaranteed money without him ever having proof? This was supposed to be his breakout, make or break year, Doc. The year that he proved to us that he is going to be, you know, a worthy pro quarterback.
The Sanchez, honey. The Sanchez. The Sanchez.
That can carry this team on his shoulders or not. This is his prove himself year, okay? First of all, let me say this again, Doc, okay? I don't know why they decided now to give him all of this, you know, guaranteed money, extend his contract for another couple of years. Except the fact that they're disappointed not being able to get Peyton Manning earlier. And let me say this, because this has been on my mind, Doc, and I'm happy to be able to express it. You know, the Jets on the guys on this ball club who did all of this yak-yakking about Tebow should have the guts to put their name to the comments, okay? You got about 10 or 12 guys who had so much say-so, but nobody had the guts to put their name to it. If you're going to call a guy out like that, you should have the guts to put your name to it.
You know, it's funny you said that, because I was talking to our call-in guest, Mr. Vaughn Parker, and he said that was amazing. And Pop, you know, when I said that, you said, pick it up. I spoke to you about what happened. You said LT had made some comments out on the West Coast.
Yeah. He was essentially saying, you know, they were going over some of the quotes, you know, Tebow has been terrible, you know, and, you know, LT's like, well, that's probably Bart Scott. And, you know, Mark Sanchez is our guy, you know, this, that, and the third. And he's like, well, that's probably Antonio Cromartie. Yeah, so, and, you know, you could tell they're definitely the most outspoken players on the Jets, so I don't doubt it for a second. The one guy that did actually put his name to it was Matt Slauson.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's still an up-and-comer, so, you know, you know, he's going to stick by the guy, you know, that's, you know, essentially he's protecting the most. But, I mean, you know, at this point, you know, you got to – I feel like you got to cut your losses. At 3-6, Patriots in the division. Patriots, they don't look great. They don't look as dominant as
you.
Hold
on, Park. Hold on, Park. Could you hold it? I'm glad you said Patriots. I mean,
sure.
Tom Brady's jumping it. Tom Brady slammed the Jets on the running back. Tom Brady knows how to kick a team when it's down. Brady, coming off a 37-30 going to win over the Bills Sunday, said that you know, we asked about Donnie Woodhead on the show yesterday morning, and he said, you know, we saw that first week in practice what he was capable of doing, and we kept saying, God, why did the Jets release this guy? Brady said, they had him playing receiver, and he was a running back in college. Continuing, you know, the constant disarray of the Jets there, Park.
Yeah, Danny Woodhead can play. You know, he hasn't put up amazing numbers since he's got there, but and they have found a guy in Stephen Ridley. But, I mean, Danny Woodhead is definitely a guy that you would want to keep around on any team. And, you know, being that our receiving corps is so putrid on the Jets, you know, we could use
when you use the word kind, Park, you're being, as my man said, kind, far too kind.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And
that
I wanted to say, too, though. Oh, yeah, I wanted to just add to that, too, that, you know, the Jets, you know, they didn't, you know, I mean, they did go and add 4 years to Mark Sanchez's contract, you know, but did they really help him out in the receiving corps, you know? And two things that really shocked me was not signing either Plaxico. Plaxico would have been a no-brainer signing because he was here last year and he did great, or T.O., who I thought looked very spry in preseason, who looked pretty good. You know, we don't sign anybody in terms of that. Then Dustin Keller's hurt the whole beginning of the season, and we don't, you know, Kellen Winslow is out there to be had. You know, they could have done something. They could have made a move here or there. And it's like, you know, we don't need
it.
We're fine.
Hold on, Paul. You know what? You know, and Rooney, I'm coming at you with this. Doc Stanley Sports Enough on the Trust and Guard Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. No longer is where we come from. We're coming from the soul. Trust and Guard Radio Network, and that's where you should always start. Yeah, you know, Rooney, I'm looking at things here. I'm looking at things here, Rooney. Plaxico, Jets going after Plaxico. Don't go after T.O. We've talked about redundantly the availability of a outstanding quarterback, a great quarterback, Donovan McNabb. Are we starting to see here, Rooney, a anti African American music somewhat? Is this? I hate to say.
I don't know if it's anti African American, Doc. So much as it seems to be anti talent, because they have they're sorely lacking in that on this squad, Doc. I mean, seriously speaking, okay? These guys who have so much say-so about Tebow, say what you want about Tebow, whether you want him there, whether you think he can quarterback in this league, say whatever you want about Tebow, okay? The fact of the matter is, I can't point to a single person on this team, offense, defense, or special teams, that's a plus. I mean, Doc, if I'm a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator or the other team's coach in any capacity, point to one aspect of this team that I'm afraid of. Who scares me on the offense? Outside of a healthy Revis, when he's playing, who scares me on the defense? Who scares me on the special teams? Who do I have to plan for that I'm going to tell my squad when we're watching the game films, oh, look out for him because, you know, he can be a game changer. Give me a name.
You know, Rooney, you say something that's just so, in the words of Howard Weston Jr., sad and touching, And we're going to touch on, just a minute, gang, let's take a break away from football. Just Donnie Hathaway is going to break us out, and we're going to talk a little baseball for a minute or two. Our president spoke today, Barack Obama. You know, you just so much pride in him. He talked about, hey, you know, one of the things is, hey, he's not going to do a situation where the rich don't get taxed and the middle class has to carry the burden. Understands, he says, that, you know, the problems are not going to jump at everything. There's got to be some bargaining. And he talked about this, the new situation we're talking about as far as people who so-called the big thing that has been the immigration thing. He said, hey, look, two things here. You know, somebody that was born here from parents that were not born here and want to be a part of this country, we got no problem with that. At the same time, too, he said, hey, you know, we got somebody that comes here that is proven to be a good new citizen, and they want to build a business here that's going to be advantageous to themselves in America. I'm down for that, too. And
can I just keep on that for just a quick second before I forget the sports
Rooney,
talk?
Go ahead.
Excuse me,
go ahead,
since you're talking about
please,
the president,
please.
Let me just quickly say this, okay, Doc? It's my opinion. I'm glad he got reelected, obviously voted for him. Let me say this, okay? I think he's been way, actually too nice in his presidential campaign. And I mean that by to say this. From the very he has gone through things that obviously no other president has ever had to go through. I mean, the whole birth certificate thing was absolutely ridiculous, okay? And not only that, but you mean to tell me that he's giving a national, I think it was a presidential address, I know it was in the halls of Congress, one, and you know, many moons ago, and some senator gets up, and Doc, you're a former, you know, a peace officer, if you will, for some senator to stand up in the middle of his conference and call the president a liar? I have never heard of such ridiculousness. And Doc, I don't know the law. Obviously, you're a professional. You know the law. But I think it would have been in his power to say, Sergeant at Arms, throw this man out of this building, which I would surely have done. Then you have the white woman, a congresswoman, I think it is, pointing her finger in the guy's nose, the president of the United States, mind you, pointing her finger in this guy's nose and made all the national papers and headlines, like as if she's chastising the president. I mean, he has been subject to humiliations that I just cannot
ever believe. Rooney, everything you said is a point well taken. We're looking for Cincinnati C to call us real quick, give us a quick report of he's on the road. But it's no question that this president has gone through things that other presidents wouldn't remotely have to deal with. The fact that somebody, hold on real quickly, I think we've got him here. We've got Cincinnati C. Cincinnati C, join us real quick. You know, real thoughts here quick. I know you're running and you're on an assignment. They're continuing to stick with Sanchez. There's even now the teammates are saying negative things about Tebow. Cincinnati C, what's going on?
It's just a circus. I think it's unfair how these guys are trying to submarine Rex, how they're trying to submarine Tebow. You're making negative comments about a guy who's a backup quarterback who doesn't play that many plays. He doesn't get that many carries at center. I mean, what's going on there? I mean, is that a shot at the ownership? Is that a shot at Rex to say, listen, Rex, we don't respect you? I mean, it's really horrible and to attack Tim Tebow like this. And I do quote Herm Edwards when he was the coach of the New York Jets, and he was famously known for that line, put your name on it.
See, absolutely.
Don't you ever. I mean, you're going anonymous. How cowardly of an act that is. Tim Tebow is, what was he, 23, 24, he's a kid, and you're going to go and attack the small guy when the bigger problem is you guys are not executing on the field, and you can't blame Santonio Holmes. He's not there.
That's right. See, tell him. Tell him. Get on their case. because they deserve to have their case on them. And not only that, see, not only that, but they're doing all this yak-yak like any of them are standing out. You tell me who on the offense is standing out and stepping up. Tell me who on the defense is standing out and stepping up. Tell me who on the special teams is standing out. You are attacking Tebow. What they need is a little less yak-yak and a little more play-play. That's what they need.
But they're not playing, and that's the problem. And when you look at it today, the one of the greatest black journalists out there, other than Doc, Larry Hardesty, he even, you know, today on the Ryan Rucco and Stephen A. Smith show, he was even, they had asked him a question, do they think that this was Rex and Tannenbaum's idea to bring Tebow here, or do they think he was forced on them by the ownership, Woody Johnson, and him and Colin Coward were saying they believe that that was the case. So this is the key,
okay? It doesn't matter who brought him here. It doesn't matter if it was Woody Johnson's idea, if it was Tannenbaum's idea. It doesn't matter who idea it was. The guy's here. And for these guys who are playing a lousy, with a capital Lou, okay, lousy football.
I know one thing. We're going to get this done or die trying. That's how we'll approach it.
But they're saying that he was forced on him. They feel that Tebow was forced on him. I was never for it. I mean, you could go back to the archive shows, and I said this guy is not a quarterback.
Right,
but
you said that,
I don't
Steve,
think
about.
That you should go. I don't think you should go in the media and attack this guy and say all these foul things about him. Yeah, he may not be the backup quarterback that the New York Jets need, but this goes to show if the ownership forced this on the GM, forced this on the coach. And look at Sperano. This is a guy that was known for tweaking and doing the Wildcat well, and he's not utilizing this guy as much for it. That
he
is,
has,
knowing that they
worse,
don't have
and faith.
And
Doc always laughs when
people.
I say this. He's even worse than the previous guy.
Here's the thing, too. The guy came here. Joe Klecko said this. Me and Joe Klecko talked about this. We said, hey, you know, the guy won his division. The guy got his team in the playoffs, and the guy beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what Klecko said, and beyond that, the guy brings some credibility here. The guy is a devout Christian. And more importantly, you know, this guy came here, and he was going to accept any role that the Jets gave him. Okay, this guy was a starting quarterback. I don't care if he started for the Pee Wee League. He was a starting quarterback. His team got into the playoffs, and he came here, and he said, I'll do what I have to do to win. And you guys are 100% right here, just backstabbing. But the thing here, C-Wings, and nobody's closer to your guy Ryan than you, but I'm thinking, you know, what is he saying here, C-Wings? He says, I know one thing. We're going to get this done or die trying. That's how we'll approach it. C-Wings, aren't we supposed to win football games?
We're supposed to win football games, but when the boss says he wants something, you may not agree with it,
but
you have to go with it.
I think I
was not even sold on Tebow. I wasn't too impressed with him when he was in college, the Senior Bowl, and I always said it. I told everyone, I said, don't get me wrong, he's a great guy. He works hard, but he can't throw. The guy cannot throw.
It's amazing, too. It's amazing because the guy won the Heisman Trophy. It's amazing. The guy won the Heisman Trophy as a sophomore with a shot at winning it back-to-back to John Archer Griffin or a shot to win it three times. And you're right. You know, it's amazing. Well, you are amazing anyway. You're the C-Wings, the Cincinnati guru, and the genius of our football world. And for you to see that and for the scouts to not have seen that, and now what you have said has come in a lot of ways to frustration. The thing here, real quickly, I'm going to keep you running because I know you got to run pretty soon, so we keep talking football. The Cy Young Award will be coming out. David Johnson wants to salute him for winning Manager of the Year. I still think my man Buck Showalter should have won it, but Bob Melvin was announced. But Internet Baseball Writers Association, which I am a member of and proudly, we had David Johnson, National League, and Buck Showalter of the American League. Cy Young Award is coming out, and nobody, you know, Sandy Koufax won that award, and that was a one. One award for both leagues. You know, like the Rookie of the Year started out, only one player got it for both leagues. Koufax started winning so much that they set up, interjected a bye league setup So, but the great Sandy Koufax won it three times. His five-year period, he averaged 25 wins. Okay, pitched 287 innings, 300 strikeouts, and a 1.87 ERA over a five-year period. So you talk about Cy Young, he's been one of the great pitchers, and he's the reason why the Cy Young Award was divided into the American League and National League, because they said, this guy's going to win it every year. Cincinnati Seagull, what have you got to say? Cause I know you're on assignment, you got to run.
Real quick before I go, I mean, I think the circus really started. If you look at the press conference that they had when they announced him here, I mean, I know that the ownership and the coach, they were down in Florida, but it just seemed like he was out there by himself. I mean, given this press conference, I think he's a wonderful...
You said that. I remember something you said. I mean, you said it was just a very strange press conference in the view of past press conferences and one that you've seen in general. You did say it was a strange press conference.
And you know, I'm a very staunch supporter of Rex Ryan. I think he's a good coach, but I think he also contributed to this atmosphere because you don't see Tom Coughlin. He's not that funny coach. He's a serious coach. He gets things done. You look at Belichick, he's always a serious coach. He gets things done. I know Rex wants to, you know, maintain his leadership in the locker room, but it goes to show you the respect that they have for him, these players that actually did it. I think you're going to see a big change after this year. A lot of guys, their contracts are up. I think it's somewhere between 9 and 11 guys, and you won't see them here. You're going to see a drastic change, and they're going to have to probably get rid of Tebow as well. I mean, it's just a distraction. He's not sitting here in New York Jets, and I think they need to forget. It's kind of like a rebellion amongst the players. You know, they're here to win games and win championships. The ownership wants to sell tickets and PSLs, and you look at training camp, the tickets were sold out. I mean, it's really a bizarre, topsy-turvy, upside-down, like sort of, guys, help me out here, and Superman, what's his opposite world? What do they call that?
Clark Kent. Clark Kent.
His alter ego.
His alter ego, but they call it...
Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Bizarro Superman?
Bizarro world.
It's a bizarro world.
It's very bizarre, and they're going to have problems, but you won't see a lot of guys here. I think from the running back, some of these tackles, the wide receiver core, maybe, you know, they're going to have to revamp this team.
You know,
see,
can I jump in there?
I'm sorry, you want to say? You want to say? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Paul.
They can keep Sanchez.
Well, hold on. You say they're going to keep Sanchez?
I think they should
keep
him.
He's making a lot of money, Doc. He'll be around again, probably. He's making a lot of money.
Go ahead, Paul.
Even the money but listen, guys, I'm going to have to go to the other assignment. Listen, you guys have a wonderful day in the studio there.
We'll talk to you.
Get your popcorn and listen to the circus music because it ain't over.
Hey, listen.
It is a three-ring.
Tell my nieces one more throw.
One more throw. Hey, if it gets this bad, I might have to sign them up.
Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth on the Trust in God Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a moment. Donnie. Sports in Depth on the Trust in God Radio Network. And we're talking football. Let you know, though, that Trust in God Radio Network presents Sports in Depth. It's brought to you by Andre's Barbershop, Panama. 21-875-1339-3. Once again, Andre's Barbershop in the Bronx. 21-875-1339-3. Tell Panama I sent you. He'll take off. Back then, on the Trusted Guard Radio Network, we've been talking Jets real quickly. Davey Johnson, manager of the year. Davey had said before the year that if he didn't win the division, he should get fired. And Bob Melvin did a great job, more of a folding act by the Texas Rangers, to them to leap into first place over there and win that division. But he is the American League Manager of the Year. To me, he's nobody else but my man, Buck Showalter. Also, the Internet Baseball Writers Association, we had Buck as the Manager of the Year in the AL, and, of course, David Johnson in the NL. Cy Young Award should be coming out soon. Internet baseball writers, we had in the American League, David Price, and in the National League, who else but R.A. Dickey, Sandy Koufax, had that five-year period where he completed 27 games. 27 games, okay, pitched 300 innings, 287 strikeouts, and a 1.86 ERA. It was Koufax who was the reason why they started giving a Cy Young into both leagues, because they thought he was going to keep winning it every year. The first winner ever of the Cy Young Award was implemented in baseball in 1956 with Don Newcomb, who became the first pitcher to win the Cy Young Award and the MVP in the same year, and also the first African-American player to win the Cy Young and MVP in the same year. Willie Mays is the only man to win the MVP 11 years apart, and as I told you earlier, our president, Barack Obama, my president, he finally proud to sing My Country 'Tis of Thee. That great line that Whoopi Wilberg said when he was in office 8 years ago, he said, finally, African-Americans can put their suitcases down. And now, with Obama's second term, we can open up and maybe take out some clothes. We're talking JETS. Nets won again last night. They're 4-2, and they swept their series against the Orlando Magic as the Knicks last night beat the Orlando Magic. So New York City has just ran roughshod over Orlando. Knicks are still 5-0. First team in decades to do that since 1997, the third team in the history of the NBA to open the season 5-0, and eighth game was a double-digit win. The first team to do it, 1957, Boston Celtics, and as I said, they won 8 NBA championships in a row. Got a couple minutes left for you to go. You heard C. Wings. We've been saying this for the longest time, You know, play the guy some kind of way. How are you not going to play this guy some kind of way? I mean, there's games where I've said that Sanchez has been horrible. He should have played. There's games where the Jets have won going away.
Sanchez is absolutely regressed, Doc. No question about it. Not only that, but they haven't, with all fairness to him, I've never really been a Sanchez guy, but I will say this to be fair. He hasn't been surrounded by the talent.
It's what you said. There you
were.
And Parker, we said that earlier. I said that today. When he came on the team, he was a very good player surrounded by outstanding players. Right now, he's surrounded by horrible players, and he's not that good of a player anymore.
Doc. The thing about Sanchez, I don't know if you or Parker will agree, but the thing of the Sanchez that strikes me as, he strikes me as the type of guy that you may be able to win with if you have outstanding talent around him and you're only going to ask him to manage a game. Big turnover. Don't make the big turnover. Don't throw the big interception.
Pass the ball to Rooney. Let Stevens run the football, and every now and then, you just throw something down. Hey, don't get in the way.
Because he's not the type of quarterback. He's not the type of quarterback that's going to be able to carry this squad on his shoulders, and he's not the type of guy, at least not so far in his tenure, that makes people around him better.
Best
you can get out of this guy is not to make the big ten, not to throw the big interception, not to make the big fumble, not to make the big turnover, and simply manage the game, because he's not going to carry. The only thing he's going to carry is his bag, okay? So
Parker, come in here real quick before we close.
Yeah, then the person you got to blame for that is Tannenbaum, because
You never hear that name. When there's a problem with the Jets, it's always the offense, it's always the defense, it's always Sanchez, it's always Rex Ryan, it's always Schottenheimer, it's never Tannenbaum. Hear that name. Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is we haven't really drafted well enough. Quinton Coppola, Stephen Hill this year remains to be seen. But in years past, the essentially Revis, that guy was inherited, from Mangini.
Demo, we got to run. This is the end of the show for today. Parker, you got to come back. Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Trust of God Radio Network. JETS Jets, we're talking about today. Koufax, You've heard of, thank you, our good buddy, Mr. Vaughn Parker, for joining us. Mel Cosell Smith Jr., always. C-Wings. Three thoughts. Living life today, have to stand before God tomorrow. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service to others is meant to pay for your space here on earth. I simply say from the bottom of my heart, God bless you all and trust in God. Gentlemen, don't move. Larry Hodges, you got something to say?
Thank you for joining us for this installment of Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. We hope you join us, and please tell a friend about Sports in Depth, heard every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 2 p.m.
And with that, we're going to close out with the greatest rendition of Noel I've ever heard. Christmas time is coming, but any day you wake up alive, healthy, in your right mind, it's Christmas. Rooney, close it out for us, would you?
Of course, good doctor. The Sports in Depth panel's been here. The Sports in Depth Nation's been here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I've been here. We have been here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. As the straw that stirs the drink, been here. And that has been the great Doc Stanley. Thank you, doctor.
Thanks for those little kind words. Mr. Parker, we're going to have you back with us ASAP. Thanks for being with us. Three thoughts. Maybe like today, stand before God tomorrow. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service others. And would you pay for your space on earth? Howard Hewitt, the first Noel. I got to go. Hey, there'll be some more show. From the bottom of my heart, God bless you all.
Nowhere,
trust in God. Sports and death.
Nowhere,
trust in God.
Nowhere. One is the king of
we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. And cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night.
Merry Christmas all over the land.